So tomorrow's a big game, and I was thinking, we don't really have any prop bets. We don't have any side action. So I thought, if you've got an idea for a prop bet for tomorrow night's game, at Venice Mace, M-A-S-E, what's your Twitter handle?
At DeMarcoFar1.
At DeMarcoFar1, because is there another DeMarcoFar?
No.
So why'd you add the one?
Because there's only one.
Oh, because there's only one. All right, got it.
Thank you, Jorge.
Yeah, yeah.
Jorge gets it.
Yeah, come on.
How many DeMarcoFars do you know?
Edgy Mace.
Okay, so here's my over. Here's my. I've got an over under bet. Tell me if this is fair. I say Cappy will sing Love Boat over 20 times.
Under.
You'll take the under?
Well, so it just depends, because no, I don't think this is a fair over under, because
why?
Because if you say, if you 20 times say Love Boat, he'll say it right back to you. So you can affect that yourself.
Right, but 20 times is a lot for one softball game.
You could say, well, no, it's not. Not
is that a good over-under number, though? Is 20 fair?
If you don't say it to him, then yes, it's a good over-under.
Okay. People are going to say it to him.
But people are going to say it to him, because he will respond with it.
Give me 1,000 mythical dollars on Kaplan singing Love Boat more than 20 times.
Okay, you have to keep track.
I will. I will. Okay. Right here.
So you're not going to get $1,000
right here,
because nobody else is going to keep track of that.
This thing right here.
I'm not going to be like have a piece of paper and tally every time he says Love Boat.
You're the producer.
I'm not that. Not at that point. I'm in a softball game.
Okay.
Wow.
So I asked a question.
Right, DeMarco?
Right.
Going into break. The idea is that if you were to walk out the door knowing you could never work in broadcasting again. So DeMarco, no sidelines, no radio, no NFL, anything else you do, no broadcasting. What do you do to go make a living?
Two questions. Does OnlyFans count?
Oh, God.
Yes. Sure. Yes, it does.
Sure it counts.
That counts?
What do you have in mind?
Or the second question is, do I already have to know how to do it?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily?
Yeah, not necessarily.
Then I'd be a pilot. Hands down.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. 100%.
We went from OnlyFans to a pilot?
Well,
yeah, I don't know. Mix the two together and you got a whole separate thing.
Well, the pilot that's also on OnlyFans.
If the first was a no, then I got the second ready to go.
Wait, that's just, wow.
I'm just asking. So, yeah, it would be a pilot. Absolutely. International.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jorge, what would you do? You walk out of here. Yeah. You can't work in broadcasting. You can't work as a producer in radio, television, TV, nothing like that.
I don't know. Maybe something in the medical field or back to the restaurant business. I don't know. Something like that.
Something like that. All right. Bergman?
Yeah, I'm going back to the restaurant business.
As a waiter?
Yeah, as a waiter. Or a bartender.
Bartender's kind of fun.
It is fun. You get to talk to people.
I would go be an EMT. I would go learn to be an EMT. Yep.
No way. Really?
Yeah, yep. I think I would be extremely calm in a crisis. I am extremely calm in a crisis.
One of my best friends in life started. He's now captain of his fire department, but started as an EMT, and the stories he would tell me, oh my God, like life-changing stuff. I hope you're ready for that, if that's the way you went.
Yeah, I think that is. God, I'm getting invited over and over again to a party from people I don't even know who they are.
Go. Just go.
You think I should go?
Yeah.
Just show up.
It's Saturday. Opposite Keyshawn's party.
Oh, go from one to the other. Party hop.
It's the sip and dip party, whatever that means.
Oh, dang.
That is the Keyshawn party.
Oh, it is the Keyshawn party?
Come on.
It's the same one.
Wow.
Wait a minute. So this party from these people I don't know is actually Keyshawn's party?
Yes. I mean, Key is not sending it to you himself.
When I have a party, I send it myself.
You're not the former number one overall pick?
I am.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You have a date?
Probably August.
Probably August.
Okay. Yeah, probably August. We're trying to figure it out. They Sophie turned 16 this year, so it's a sweet 16 party
nice.
For Sophie.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice.
She's doing great. Yeah,
Janice
okay,
didn't
so
have
that
a sweet
is...
16.
What's that?
Janice didn't have a sweet 16.
No, really?
Really?
That's terrible. That's wow.
Sad. You didn't?
Oh, why not?
Let's have one then.
Sonia, well, you cheap. Sonia. That's her mom.
All right, so tomorrow's the game.
Yeah.
You don't think that's a fair over-under on Love Boat? You don't think that's a fair bet?
I think it's a fair bet. I just think that it can be affected by you specifically.
Carlo had a good one.
What is it?
Who hits the first home run?
Yeah, hits the first home run? I am going to say it is Kirk Morrison.
Well,
that's where I went. Yeah, Kirk.
Well, who is the...
although I've never seen him swing a bat, though.
You are the home team, right, Mace? Because you
won?
Yeah,
we're the home team because I won a game the other day.
Yeah. So then that means that we're going to get up first. The team captain is going to get up first.
Right.
So it's going to go Mario Ruiz.
Yep.
Then it's going to go me. I'm not hitting a home run, and neither is Mario.
No.
Clinton is next.
Clinton
played baseball.
Clinton could definitely go yard.
So that one's there, and then it's Kirk.
How deep is the yard? Anybody know?
It's a softball
field. We heard they moved the fences in, right?
330, 310, so
it's home runnable.
300
down the line?
It's
a much shorter field.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when I'm looking at our lineup, Taylor Smith, I have no idea what kind of game Taylor's got.
He's
tall.
He's tall.
Wiry. And he says he's fast.
Wiry.
So we put him in center field. Ramona's pitching because she can't hit right now.
Right.
Because of the, cesarean and all that stuff. So Brady Cates is going to DH. Now, nice. I don't know. Has Brady Cates ever played softball or baseball?
Brady Cates played in high school and almost went to college on a baseball scholarship.
Okay, so we got lucky.
I think he can play.
It's a good acquisition. Beto Duran batting third at shortstop.
He can hit a home run.
Yeah, Beto can go yard. Travis Rogers, first base, batting cleanup.
See, I wouldn't bet against Travis.
He says he can't. He was never a hitter, can't hit.
Never hit for power, but he can hit.
He says he can't hit.
Yeah,
he says he can't hit.
He says he can't hit.
Power. Okay.
And he also said he's going to walk to first base.
Really?
Yes.
That I don't doubt. Okay.
Then Matt Burke, who's a marketing consultant here, who I have no idea.
I just met him.
Oh, he's really tall.
The guy I walked in with.
He could be a great player, could be a loaf, I don't know.
So he walked into Travis and Sliwa, and he acted like he was going to hold a bat. And so he interlocked his fingers.
Oh, God.
And put them together.
Like a golf club?
Not like a golf club. Like a full interlocking of fingers.
Oh, God.
Like around a bat, which is not possible.
Don't knock it until you try it. It may work for him.
I actually tried it on the bat, and I couldn't get it to stay still.
That's a dead spot in the lineup. All right. DeMarco Farr.
DeMarco's dying. Hey, here's the moment, DeMarco. Oh,
DeMarco Farr, third base, batting sixth.
Question.
Yes.
Are we allowed to change positions if we stink?
Oh, God, yeah. We're going to juggle.
So like I'm starting at third base.
If everybody starts hitting balls out to right field and it's me, somebody else is going to right field.
Okay, just checking, yes.
Matt Burke, DeMarco Farr, third base. Michael Funchess, who I saw at the batting cage, batting seventh. He looks really good.
Was he an athlete in school?
Anybody? Don't know the answer to that. Anybody know? Funch, athlete?
He says he was. Did he show you a video of
I saw the video of him at the batting cage. I thought he looked good.
He's got to be skinny for a reason, right? Yeah.
Doctor. He does. He works out all the time.
Yeah, okay.
No, he says he's not an athlete. He's saying no.
No, not an athlete.
Metabolism.
Okay. I was getting high with the stoners, that's why.
He's getting high with the stoners.
Puerto Yesca.
We used to call them the burnout. The burnouts.
Funches? The burnout?
No, at my high school, the ones that smoked, because I was so, my mother, she's still, my mom will call at night.
So
and she will say, are you on the drugs right now?
On the drugs.
On the drugs.
Is that where you got the
God
from?
Bless
That's
her.
Where I got the from, exactly. Are you on the drugs tonight? It's like, chances are, yes.
So at LAOC card says, best side bet. First person to get injured, unfortunately. My money is on Steve. So who is going to get injured first?
I hope no one.
Hopefully no one, of course.
Yeah, our goal is for no one to get hurt.
You're injury prone, aren't you?
I've had some. I'm kind of the Anthony Davis of this team.
Because way back, I remember you broke your foot.
Clothes.
Did break my foot.
Jumping over something.
Yep.
And then you face planted in the basketball game.
Face planted.
But you didn't hurt yourself.
Hard foul by Corey Maggette. Oh, I was concussed.
You did hurt yourself. Oh,
I was
okay.
concussed and
okay.
broke my nose.
You broke your nose?
Yeah, I broke my
nose.
Okay,
then I'll go with Mason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the likelihood. I originally was going to DH and not play in the field. And Juan said to me, you know what? You're going to miss out on some great clumsy Mason moment that's going to be captured on video if
forever.
You don't play in the field
forever.
So I'm out in right field. I hope there are not a lot of left-handed hitters.
You may get started on your EMT career.
Yeah, very well might. So that's tomorrow, and you guys are all invited. Oh, by the way, Clapper is our catcher, Dr. Clapper.
Oh,
and here's the great thing.
There's a doctor. Okay,
one
great.
Of us gets hurt, Dr. Clapper.
Nice.
He's there.
He'll measure twice and cut once.
How are ya? And then I'm batting ninth and playing right field, and hopefully nobody hits anything at me. And that is tomorrow at the West Covina Sportsplex. As Christopher Morales has been saying, bring your coolers and your umbrellas. Is that pretty much it?
Yeah, and signs. Bring your signs.
Oh, right. Now, signs. So let's put something on this sign thing. Because right now I question if anybody's going to make a sign.
I think a lot of people are going to make signs.
I think a lot of people are going to make signs. Yeah. You walk through the crowd at the Mandy's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I assume most of those people will be showing up. They will come with signs.
I totally agree.
Big time.
Yeah, okay. There'll be signs.
Best sign in our favor.
In Mason Ireland's favor. Or Team Mason.
Team Mace.
Team Mason.
Best sign in favor of Team Mace, $100 Amazon gift card.
Ooh.
Wow, look at you.
Nice. I see
That's coming from you, right?
Yes, nice. From me. Okay. From me. So best pro Team Mace sign, $100 gift card from Amazon.
100% pro Mace.
100% pro Mace.
Not clever. Not a dig. That's clever. A pro Mace.
I'm going to add one nugget to this. If it's an anti-Morales sign.
Oh.
You also are in the running for a $100 gift card to Amazon.
So there's two $100 gift cards. One pro Mace, one anti-Morales.
Correct.
You should take that one back.
Stop Morales.
You're opening the door.
Down with Christopher. Morales the snake. All of these possible signs.
I like that you're putting out there, down with Christopher.
Down with Christopher.
This won't come back to bite you.
Oh, yes, it will.
No, not at all. Yeah, unfortunately, he's got the mic during the game.
Right.
Is he like our official play-by-play guy, or is it
no,
Key?
No, it's Amanda and Chris, and Key is going to do some, too.
All right, so Key's there tomorrow night.
By the way, Eddie Carrillo says over under 1.5 hits for Mason.
I think it's going to – I think I'm going to be 1 for 3.
1 for 3?
Yeah, which I'll take.
Yeah, which would be the under.
It would definitely would be the under.
Okay. Okay.
All right, coming up next for you, let's circle back to the Dodgers. And I want to know from Dodger fans, is it time to officially make the switch at closer? Last night we saw Evan Phillips come in and retire the side at the end of a thrilling game in St. Louis. Are you done with Craig Kimbrel? Is it time to move on to Evan Phillips? Or do they need to address the bullpen during the trade period, which is coming up? I think August the something is the trade deadline. Are you done with Craig Kimbrel? 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. Talk some Dodgers coming up here. What has Andrew Friedman got cooking for the trade deadline? Plus, on top of that, Marcellus, I want to ask you...
I'm not Marcellus.
Oh!
Wow.
You know
wow. The other big black guy.
You should be docked mythical money for that.
Wait a minute. Here's what's weird. So I've been almost going to call you Marcellus all day long.
We had the same number. We
yes.
did. Yeah, but he's...
Mace.
Yeah. What?
That's that. Yeah. Yeah.
That was bad, man.
It's a total slip.
Break, Mace.
Break. Yeah, I'll break when I want to break. Break when I want to break. All right. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
People are taking this very seriously.
Well, I mean, you just called out Morales, and you think he's not going to come back at you?
He was coming at me. I was going back at him.
Oh, so I mean,
he
well,
started the it's a he going said, at, he said and then I went at, and now he's going to come back.
Yeah, and then you're going to go
I'm
back.
I'm going to go back.
And then he'll come back.
Yeah, correct. So the best anti-Chris Morales sign tomorrow night at the Celebrity 710 softball game, $100 Amazon gift card. So Christopher Morales, stop Morales, whatever it happens to be, $100
gift
card.
Down with Chris, right?
Yeah, exactly. Down with Chris. Down with Chris.
Speaking of that, Trey G says Mace owes DeMarco a $100 Amazon gift card for calling him Marcellus.
I think that might be fair. I think that might be fair.
Okay,
I think it's fair, too.
I'll just send you some money. all right, so last night Dodgers had it was one of the best games of the year. We were
no
down
doubt.
Down 6-0 in the sixth inning. Came back, Will Smith hit the home run. Then it was Hanser Alberto who hit the go-ahead single. And then it was interesting because Craig Kimbrel pitched the eighth, a clean eighth, with the team down. And then Evan Phillips came in and got the save. And I've been saying for a while that I think if you're not going to close with Craig Kimbrell, the best guy for it is Evan Phillips. I think you probably got my text last night, didn't you, Greg?
You did. Right after? All it said was Evan Phillips.
Yes.
And there was nothing else.
No, nothing else. That's all I can manage. That's all I can manage. Right. Now, do you think there has been a change at closer? That's the question. Did it already happen? Was last night the beginning of it, or does Dave Roberts go back to Craig Kimbrell in a save situation?
I don't see why not, because if you use Kimbrell on that day,
yep,
and when you were down, that means that you're not putting, you knew you were not going to put him in the ninth inning if it got to that point.
Correct.
So
you're right. You weren't using him in a save situation. It was more of a hold situation.
Right. It wasn't even a hold situation. You were down.
You're down.
You were down, right. 6-5.
Down 6-5.
So you were, yeah, putting him in actually a lower leverage situation. So to me, that sounds like, yes, they've made the change. He just didn't want to do it publicly. He just kind of did it in
a
game.
So wait a minute. So you think it's done?
I do think it's probably done. You might see Kimbrell back in that role every once in a while to kind of see where he's at. But for the most part, it kind of looks like, yeah, Evan Phillips is going to be the guy.
Yeah. Now, I don't think anybody over there has said anything about it, right? Dave Roberts was he asked about it last night?
It is not public. He might have been asked, but I didn't see anything about it. I probably
good luck getting an answer right now.
Oh, yeah, he's not going to answer
it
right now.
No manager will answer that right now.
No.
It would be nice
no
if
No one's
did,
ever
though.
Answered that question when you have a closer issue. Not now.
Right.
Yeah, it's nice to have options, though.
The sure. only thing yeah. he said was a couple weeks ago, he said that he's earned the right to continue to close.
I think I've heard every manager in baseball say that when they have a situation like this. But, I mean, it's no knock. I don't think it's a knock on Kimbrell.
I know it is a knock on Kimbrell.
It's a knock on Kimbrell?
Oh, sure it is. He's been terrible.
Okay, I don't think it's a knock on Kimbrell. You're still going to use him.
Still
going to
use him, but
yeah.
But I maybe not in safe situations.
Not as your closer.
Right,
okay.
Not as your closer. So he has been awful this year.
As the closer.
Yeah, as the closer.
Yeah, okay. It might be time for a change.
It may be time for a change. Bergman, you think the change may be permanent?
I think that's something that's going to be happening because, if you're using him on the day in a low-leverage situation, it doesn't seem like he's going to be there anymore.
Yeah,
that's good tea leaf
reading. I think that might be it.
Yeah, sometimes it's obvious. It's right in your face. You know what I mean?
I mean, I could see him saying something like, we just wanted to get him some innings or we wanted to get him out there. But it was a close game. It was 6-5.
You were coming back. Situation. Yeah, you were.
You had the momentum.
Back.
Yeah, I think it's done.
It's done.
Go out on the limb. Say it's done.
Huh. Maybe it is.
How does that change your world?
Much makes me happy.
Before the All-Star break.
It's going to make us feel better in the ninth inning.
For now. I mean, it's going to change. Again, you know how this goes, right?
Yeah, I like Evan Phillips has been really good for them. He's been getting the key outs in the seventh, key outs in the eighth. Now you use him in the high-leverage closer situation. He was great last night. I think it took like 11 pitches or 12 pitches or something like that and retired the side in a very low-stress situation. The problem with Kimbrell is there's no such thing as low stress. You're always going to have traffic on the bases because that's just the way he operates. Even some of the saves – the successful ones have been dramatic and difficult to deal with and emotion and nerve-wracking. So, yeah, maybe it is time for Evan Phillips to actually take over that job.
Even when he was going 10 for 10 in saves, he was still giving up runs. It wasn't like he was going in and was having these clean innings. He was striking guys out. He was giving up. They'd be up by three,
right,
and he'd give up two runs, and then he'd somehow get out of it, and then he'd still get the save. It was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, they were ugly saves.
Very ugly saves.
Very ugly saves. All right, so are you a big eater?
Dude,
I know
really?
You say you're a big cook.
Wow. Yes, I love to eat. I mean, yes, I'm a big eater.
Why is that a bad question? Are you a big eater?
Have you heard DeMarco on the station before?
Yeah, I know you're a cook, right? You're a chef.
Yes, I'm not a chef, but I like to cook, and because I like to eat.
Because you like to eat.
What's the question? Yeah.
So, this fan at a Kansas City Royals game, trying to see, his name is Jack Shaw.
Yeah.
He went to Wednesday's game. It was dollar hot dog night.
Oh boy.
His goal: to eat one hot dog every half inning.
Okay, so that's 18?
In the end, he ate 18 hot dogs in just under 3 hours at a pace of about one dog per 9 minutes. Now, I think that this competitive eating thing is gross, isn't it?
To watch, yes. It's kind of disgusting.
Me and Sliwa did a hot dog eating. It was disgusting.
I saw that, but it's impressive,
You're
though.
Dipping buns in water and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Yeah.
But I met both of them, Chestnut and Kobayashi.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I saw them eat, like, right in front of me. It is impressive how they do it. There's a whole system.
Were you there for the hot dog eating contest?
They were promoting. They were coming through, so I met them both, and they did,
They
like
went on tour, Kobayashi and Joey
Chestnut?
Yeah,
and he didn't speak. Somebody spoke for him. I think it was just weird, but I saw him, like, how he does it and what he does. It is impressive to watch. Like, wow, you're actually training to do that.
And those guys aren't big.
No, very small. He's very skinny.
Yeah,
both guys
very skinny.
Aren't very big.
Right.
Yeah. But it's amazing.
Have you seen Travis Rogers chug a beer?
I told Greg he didn't believe me. With that whole thing with you were going to go at him with chugging, you got no shot.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was really bad. I don't like watching
him. He's a tank.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's a tank. Absolutely. He knows how to do it.
He would out-chug anybody I've ever met, I think.
But I could definitely do the 18 hot dogs.
No.
Oh, yes, I could. I could definitely do 18 hot dogs in one sitting.
You could do 18 over the course hot dogs over the course of a game.
Over the course of a baseball game? Absolutely. Without question.
That's out of control. With the bun and all? Like, are you putting toppings on it, too?
The whole nine, yeah.
Wow.
Like onions and relish.
I can absolutely do that.
Well, that is the answer to the question, are you a big eater?
Yeah.
You would knock down 18 hot dogs during a nine-inning game.
Now, probably around the stretch, I wouldn't want one, but I would still be able to get them down.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't desire the dog after the seventh-inning stretch.
Yes.
I'd be sick of it, but I could still get it down. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. No way. No, yeah. Although, how many did we eat? I ate...
You had...
10, and he had 11, or I had 11, he had 12, something like that.
Yeah, or 9 and 10. Yeah, it was somewhere right around there.
In
it was
five,
like one more than
five
you.
Minutes. In 5 minutes, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
In 5 minutes. Nobody's going to try that again. We did donuts, too.
Yeah.
It was you versus Amanda.
Me versus Amanda, and I... I think I ate 12.
You ate, 12 or 13, and Amanda stopped at like 3.
Yeah.
And you just kept going.
We got to dunk them in the water, which is gross.
Yeah.
We should do it with chicken nuggets.
Oh, do it with chicken nuggets?
Yeah, let's do it.
I can put some chicken nuggets.
I love chicken nuggets.
Yeah, anyway.
From where?
Anywhere.
Okay.
Who's got the best chicken nuggets?
I mean, I really like the McDonald's chicken nuggets.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
You can't.
Yeah.
I can always
just
get
just don't tell me how they're made. I don't want to know.
Pack of 10.
Yeah.
See, I know the McDonald's ones are not really. Are they a sponsor?
Sometimes. Close enough. Yeah. Just say yes.
Yes. And when in doubt,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And they have great nuggets.
What? What are you trying not to say?
Come on.
I don't like their nuggets at all.
Really?
It's weird. It's, okay. It's like compressed.
They're
chicken.
They're so good.
Like, Jorge eats all this crap
McRib,
over there.
The
McRib sandwich is the most disgusting sandwich ever made. So awful.
I might get McDonald's tonight.
Yeah, I mean, who?
What?
You've never had a McRib?
I've never had a McRib.
Oh, God. It is so disgusting.
I've never had one. Yeah,
it is
are you eating right now, Jorge?
Yeah.
Jorge, are you eating?
No.
No.
No, not really.
No, not really. All right, coming up next for you. You know, Bergman, I want to take some calls.
Okay.
Let's throw this out. Prop bets for tomorrow night's softball game.
Great.
Prop bets for the 7-10 All-Star softball game tomorrow night. 877-710-ESPN. First home run. Give me some places that I can wager some mythical money on tomorrow night's game. We'll do that coming up next. 877-710-ESPN. We've got Game of Games coming up, and that'll be followed by Super Crosstalk. Mason, Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
All right, so casually, I'm just jotting some stuff down about the game tomorrow night. So, first home run, top of the first inning, we're the home team. So I think probably Kirk Morrison.
So homers. Before Clinton.
Before Clinton, yeah.
Okay.
I'll take Morrison for the first
Clinton,
home run. Because
Clinton goes and then Morrison.
Right.
Has anybody seen Clinton swing a bat?
Clinton can play.
You seen him swing a bat?
Have we seen
no,
him
yes,
swing
no,
a bat?
Yes.
I have personally not seen Clinton
okay.
swing a bat,
I have
but
no
I
doubt
believe
he can
he's
play, but
very capable.
Has anybody seen
him? I travel, I'm a pretty good player.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm just saying. I know that.
I'm a pretty good player.
Has anybody
I'm
seen him
good.
Swing a bat?
What? Yeah. I'm pretty good. I'm not bad.
Listen to Clinton.
I'm not bad.
Confidence.
No, I played.
Has anybody seen him swing a bat yet? You know?
Drunk,
absolutely.
So what? We smoke weed. We're just having fun.
We
no one care what sees.
Okay, let's go to Tony in Del Mar. Hey, Tony, you're on 710. What's up, man?
How you doing?
Great, man.
Good. Thank you for having me. I thought I'd have a good prop bet. Going to go first strikeout, Dr. Clapper.
Oh. That's rough.
And
how are you?
How are you? And then if you want to get better odds,
yep.
you go back-to-back strikeouts, Clapper and Mason.
Wow.
That's a very good prop bet.
How
back-to-back
how
strikeouts,
wow.
Clapper and Mason. Tony, thank you. I don't want that to be true, but I think it's totally possible.
Hey, swing hard in case you hit it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who cares? One of the things is how big an arc you're allowed to have, right? The arc, you played softball, right?
Absolutely.
So is this high arc? Is that what they call it?
Yes.
Yes.
So
it's coming down.
It's coming down.
Yes.
Yeah. Bergman, you went to the batting cage yesterday and you were okay.
Two days ago. And yeah, I hit everything. I took 60 pitches and I hit every single one of them. Now some of them are on the ground.
You guys went together. How'd you do, Mace?
We didn't go together.
Oh, well, what happened?
Talk to the man sitting
ghost?
Over there.
Okay. No?
I ghosted.
Did he ghost again?
I ghosted.
Okay.
It's okay.
No, I had...
This is the thing with you.
No, it's not. It's yesterday, I had something came up and I had to do it. And that's why I couldn't go to the batting cage. I have actually technically not been to a batting cage at all.
Okay, don't worry about it.
But I've got my glove ready.
This one is coming down.
I've got my glove ready, yeah.
Yep.
All right. This is interesting. At Chase Field right now in Phoenix, they are installing a sports book.
Nice.
At the ballpark.
Yeah.
Now, do you think...
I knew this was coming.
Do you think, and I'm sure the day will come this fall, we've got two initiatives on the ballot. Both would legalize sports betting in California. I think one is the tribes and the other one is DraftKings and FanDuel. I would imagine one or both are going to pass, which means there could be a sports book at SoFi Stadium.
Yeah. This is when the Rams are going to London.
Right.
So we went to an Arsenal game.
Yep.
And we're in this box. So we're in a box. One of Stan Kroenke's boxes. Right before the game started, a lady walked in with a laptop and said, in that English tone, does anyone want to place a bet on the game? And we all kind of froze. We're American. We don't do that.
Yeah.
But that's how they do it. So I said, this is probably how the NFL is going to be. They're going to be taking bets at the stadium. Why not?
Here's the weird thing, though. Don't you think... And I agree with you, by the way, taking bets at the stadium, taking bets at crypto. I think you're going to be able to sports bet anywhere. Just on your phone. If the DraftKings FanDuel thing, all you got to do is go to your phone, make the second half line on a game and make a wager that way. Don't you think that in the end, a lot of people are going to get ruined financially?
Yes, but that's gambling. People are being ruined anyway. That's just the way it goes.
But this is just another way. And it's literally in the palm of your hand.
Yes, I know. It's coming this way. But don't – look, when I stopped playing football, I was shocked at how big the gambling world was. I thought you just like football and the team because you like the team.
Yes.
There is a big gambling angle to sports and football in particular, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people do it anyway. So why not make money from it if you're the league?
If I'm the league, I understand it. if I am.
And it's starting to soften. You saw that Coors Light commercial with Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
It's things are starting to soften.
What do you mean by that?
It used to be you can't advertise beer or
but
gambling.
Is he advertising beer or is he advertising a flashlight?
Well, you know what it's you know what's going
on. I know what's going on, but didn't they
It's very clever.
They successfully steered around the rules.
But it's that's what I mean. It's starting to soften.
Right.
20 years ago, you wouldn't even have come close to that. Now it's starting to soften a little bit. So eventually it's going to be, you're going to have sports betting at stadiums.
Yeah. Yeah, I and in the palm of your hand.
Right there, right.
Now, do you think, will you start betting? Well, I guess I won't ask you.
I have never.
You've never wagered.
Never. Yeah, okay. Yeah, never.
Bergman, will you start betting for real when you can do it on DraftKings or FanDuel or at the casinos?
No, I don't have a lot of money now. So I don't feel like losing that money to them.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, you can't win. I've heard people say, I'm a professional gambler. There's no such thing as a professional gambler. It's like a professional guesser.
True. You saw the Super Bowl against Cincinnati, right?
Yes, of course.
One of the best games I've ever seen. Right? So yeah. I saw some of my circle of friends where I live. The first thing they talked about was Johnny Hecker fumbling that. Because it cost them money.
Yeah.
Not Cooper Kupp, not Matthew Stafford, not Aaron Donald. They talked about that first, which told me what's going on out there.
Right.
Yeah. It's about the game, but it's also about that more than anything.
Now, I think Woj has said from ESPN that he thinks it's going to make fans more angry because they're at games and they've wagered money.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They want things to go their way.
Who's gone to a boxing match in Vegas?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we
all have money on a boxing match in Vegas.
When I take rookies that haven't gone to big fights, especially with Mayweather.
Yeah.
If he wins, don't cheer until we leave the building. Because there are a lot of people in this room that just lost a ton of money.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, and they're salty about it. I'm serious. You could really get hemmed up in there if you're cheering for the wrong guy.
So is that environment good for the NFL or the NBA? It's going to happen, but is it good for the sports?
Well, what's different? It is what it is. Every week there's a fight in the stands. I mean, what's the difference?
Yeah, there are a lot of fights in the stands.
It is what it is. Yeah, it's always been that way.
All right, it's my turn for Game of Games. Clinton, are you going to play Game of Games? Excellent. So the big CUI will play Game of Games. DeMarco Farr is in for John. The theme of the game is, let's see, it's called Which Came First? Which Came First? I'll explain it coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Let me tell you about my friend Jacob Imrani. So, especially right now, there are a lot of rideshare accidents. You're in an Uber, you're in a Lyft, and all of a sudden, bam. And here's the tricky thing about a rideshare accident, an Uber or Lyft accident, is that the driver has insurance, and then the Uber and Lyft, they have their own layer of insurance. So you need somebody who's going to be able to go there, do effectively get you the compensation that you deserve. It's complicated. And by the way, if you have to go to a doctor, he doesn't get paid until the end of the case, so you don't have to pay a penny out of pocket to get the health care you need. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He will win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, it is Game of Games time. And we've got an interesting game today I put together this morning. DeMarco Farr is in for John, the big CY. Clinton Yates, who's filling in for Shidano.
How we doing?
Is here right now.
Can I just say quickly, I have just gotten my hands on Mr. Mason's glove. This is a quality mitt.
Yep.
For all those listening. He did not go cheap. You did not get fooled by some idiot at a sporting goods store.
Nope.
This is a quality mitt. You've done well, sir.
I oiled it up. I wrapped up a softball in it.
Let me see that thing. Throw
it's,
over.
It's, but it's, yeah. already, it's sort of pre-treated.
Yeah,
so
it
it's
is.
Not, it's,
it
not,
is.
Not, it's not hard.
Oh, yeah. You're good.
Yeah. You can play with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That dog will hunt.
All right. So here is Game of Games. Jorge can play. Bergman can play. DeMarco and the big CY. It's called First Things First. I will name two things. You tell me which one came first.
Oh,
okay. Boy. Okay.
All right.
So it's everybody gets a crack at this. It is CY, DeMarco, Jorge, and Bergman. All right. Number one. Which came first? Necco wafers. Disgusting. Or the invention of television? Which Yates. Came first? Necco wafers or the invention Yates. Of television? Yates. Wafers. It's not a buzz
okay,
in. It's everybody
it?
Gets a shot.
Okay, I'll say wafers.
Says wafers. DeMarco.
I'll say wafers, too.
Wafers.
Yeah.
Jorge.
Wafers.
Wafers. And Bergman.
With the crowd.
With the crowd, and the crowd is correct. Necco wafers, 1847. Television, 1927.
Quick sidebar about that. Have you ever looked up like the history of like crackers and biscuits in America?
No.
One of the most vicious business battles ever that involved like all sorts of treachery of brothers stabbing each other.
How did you get there in your day?
I watched it on the History Channel.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
Wikipedia
like
whole
thing. The history of whatever.
Was it like a big cracker war?
The formation of Nabisco.
Cracker war.
The formation of Nabisco was like a whole thing. Anyway.
It's like that Uber documentary. What was that show? What was the show about Uber?
Yeah, we... Super pumped.
Super pumped. Yeah. Okay.
All right, number two. What came first, Wrigley Field in Chicago or Wrigley Chewing Gum? We start with DeMarco.
Oh, my God. I'll have to go Chewing Gum.
Chewing Gum came first. Jorge.
Chewing Gum.
Chewing Gum. Bergman.
I'm actually going to say the field.
Yeah. And CY.
The field.
The correct answer, Chewing Gum.
Yeah, I thought. See, what I thought was there. I thought Wrigley had made something else.
Right.
Name
the gum
and then
the
chewing gum came later. After.
Chewing Gum, 1981. Wrigley Field, 1914.
Same documentary. The battle for chewing gum is crazy.
Oh,
wait
for
a second. Wait a second. Whoa! Doesn't make sense. What came first? What came first?
Yeah,
was
Wrigley chewing gum.
When did you say that was?
1891.
Oh, 18.
And Wrigley Field was 1914.
He said 1981, right?
Oh, sorry.
Okay, all right.
Transposed. Number three. The score is Jorge 2, DeMarco 2, Bergman 1, CY 1. Number three. The founding of the NFL or the founding of the NBA? Which came first? Jorge.
Wait, repeat that? Sorry.
Founding of the NFL or the founding of the NBA? Which came first?
The NFL.
Jorge says the NFL. Bergman.
Well, that doesn't include the ABA, right?
No.
Then it's the NFL.
No, the NBA. Yeah. And okay, CY?
I'll go NFL.
NFL and DeMarco.
Sure that.
NFL.
Yeah, it is NFL. That is correct.
What's the distance gap?
The NFL 1920, the NBA 1946.
Okay.
So about 26 years.
All right.
Number four, which came first, Nickelodeon or the Disney Channel? Nickelodeon or the Disney Channel? Bergman.
Nickelodeon.
Says Nickelodeon. CY?
It's got to be Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon. DeMarco.
Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon. Jorge.
The crowd, Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon is the correct answer. Maybe this game's too easy.
Well, Jorge, what is the score?
Jorge 4, DeMarco 4, CY 3, Bergman 3. So it's a horse race. Which came first, Raging Bull or Taxi Driver? Raging Bull or Taxi Driver, the movies. CY.
Raging Bull.
Says Raging Bull. DeMarco.
Taxi Driver.
Taxi Driver. Jorge.
Raging Bull.
Raging Bull. Bergman.
I'm with DeMarco, Taxi Driver.
Taxi Driver is the correct answer. Yeah. Taxi Driver was 76, and Raging Bull was 1980.
Wow. Wasn't Taxi Driver De Niro's first movie?
No. He made movies before then. We're going all the way back to Mean Streets in the early 70s. All right.
Oh, yeah. I don't know this.
Number six. Which came first? Hawaii getting into the United States or Alaska getting into the United States? Which came first, DeMarco?
Oh, gosh. I'll say Hawaii. This is wrong.
Hawaii. Jorge.
Alaska.
Alaska, Bergman.
Alaska.
Alaska. CY.
I'll say Alaska.
Alaska is the right answer. It's very close, though.
Wasn't it like a three-year gap or something?
No, they were both became states in 1959. Alaska went in on January the 3rd, and Hawaii went in on August the 21st.
Wow.
All right. Yeah, so
Hawaii is the 50th state.
The score is DeMarco 5, Jorge 5, Bergman 5, CY 4. Which came first? Blue's Clues or Dora the Explorer?
Dora,
Blue's Clues or Dora the Explorer? We start with DeMarco.
Blue's Clues.
Says Blue's Clues. Says Jorge.
Blue's Clues.
Blue's Clues. Greg.
Blue's Clues.
Blue's Clues. CY.
Blue's Clues or Dora, and I'm behind?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to say Dora. Just to
yeah,
to
you're
catch
wrong.
Up.
You're wrong.
I mean,
with the crowd. It is Bergman 6, DeMarco 6, Jorge 6, and CY trailing with 4. All right, we got two more of these. Which came first, 2020 or 60 Minutes? The show 2020 or the show 60 Minutes?
Ooh, that's tough.
Jorge.
60 Minutes.
60 Minutes. Bergman.
2020.
CY.
60 Minutes.
60 Minutes. DeMarco.
60 Minutes.
60 Minutes is the correct answer. Yes.
Dang it.
DeMarco and Jorge are tied at 7. Let's make this one just about those two guys.
Well, if I get it right, I tie them and they get it wrong.
All right, fine. Which came first, the safety pin or the golf tee? The safety pin or the golf tee? We start with Jorge.
Safety pin.
He says safety pin.
How did DeMarco go?
Safety pin. Bergman.
No, go to DeMarco.
Why?
Because I'm behind.
You're trying to tie.
Oh, okay. Got it. DeMarco.
Golf tee.
Well, now
golf
I can't.
Tea.
God,
Bergman.
No, no, it doesn't matter. Golf tee. Thanks, DeMarco.
Golf tee.
Let me go.
CY.
I'm still in this?
Yeah.
Safety pin.
Safety pin is the right answer.
Yeah.
Yes. So Jorge
is the winner.
Is the winner. Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
He won that thing. Jorge.
Safety pin came from the golf tee. No
safety pin came in 1849, and the golf tee came in 1899.
Yeah, wow. I mean, safety pins are old.
I thought golf.
Yeah. Hey, just look at a safety pin. I mean, like that thing.
Did you ever see the documentary about safety pins?
I've not.
Oh, it was a tough one.
It was amazing. Really battle good. Of the safety pins. Yeah. It was crazy.
The pins. Yeah.
All right. Sorry, I like to watch the History Channel every once in a while.
Big
okay?
safety pin was
there
huge.
There was a pandemic. Excuse me. Y'all are going to be mad when you go home and look that up. You're like, oh, my God. That dude really just snaked an entire company from him, his brother?
It's amazing.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
By the way, CY, 805 Raider says, when I need to know facts about crackers, biscuits, I guess we all know where to go now.
Yes. Our crackers and biscuits
the Bisco stands for National Biscuit Company, just like Amoco stands for American Motor Oil Company. These are all part of the same part of American history.
Look, I personally took it as really good information.
Thank you.
Yeah.
People don't know this stuff? Sunoco? Sun Oil Company? Do people not?
No.
Like, these are the basics of American
industry. Tell us more basics of
Stop
American
it.
Business.
Making me feel like an idiot over here.
Jorge is...
No, you're actually smarter than everybody. That's like,
no, the other way.
He's like in a classroom. He's teaching us. He's like...
Hermione. What's her name?
We're in Clinton's class right now.
I'm trying. I'm over here trying to worry about whether or not I should be on dating.
We have a whiteboard over here. You want me to bring it
so
in?
So what is the story? Have you gotten onto the dating app?
So
I heard you talking about this the other day.
We're trying to figure out a lot of things. Tinder proved to be a little too ratchet just for the purpose
When you
of
say
the
ratchet,
bit.
Just hookups?
Just Well, yeah, it's just...
Tinder is for hookups is what I understand.
Yeah, but just in general, the level of discourse is probably not where we want it to be. So I decided to go with Bumble networking just to see if I can make some friends and have some fun times.
Bumble is the one where the
good for you
where the woman picks, right?
Yeah, exactly. So
and have you had any hits?
Today we're gonna do it live today on the program. I'm gonna set up my profile. I've got the pictures picked.
Yeah,
the Sedano and Cap community, the robust online community that is on Twitter, they helped me pick the pictures.
Yep.
And we've got four shots. One of them is the shot at the Mandy's.
Wait,
so you have not Bumbled yet?
No.
You have not been
bumbled. Nothing.
Could you go old school if you had to?
Like in the streets?
In the streets.
Of course.
You could go old school. Okay.
Yeah. Come on, buddy.
I'm just asking.
When when I walked in here, what did you say?
That's true. That's right. You're right. Just checking.
See, I think dating apps, I did use dating apps. I used Match.com.
Sure.
And actually, now I met people on Match.com.
Right.
But I would reach a point where you'd have like a coffee date, right? I always lead with the coffee date.
Daytime.
Just to see if there's a match there.
Right.
And a number of times I sat down at the table and started a conversation and looked at the guy and said, yeah, you know, this isn't going
to
happen.
I'll pay for the coffee.
Yeah, you said it to the guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. To me, it's better to be honest and direct, isn't it? Than ghost him?
No.
No, I mean, I think... Look, am I really in this to get dates? Not really. This is a bit of a bit.
That's a good bit.
But you know what I mean? Like, we'll see what happens.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like,
you
know what I mean? Like, I got nothing else going on. Just I got a lot of free time.
Now, are you clubbing? Are you hitting clubs?
No,
and
I don't do that. I don't
cruising
do that.
Back rooms?
Cruising back rooms?
No, what I'm doing is hanging out and playing against sports with people like Greg, buying softball equipment for the game tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. I'm focused on this.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's game day.
You are laser focused.
I'm laser focused. The thing is, too, and I was just talking.
You're not sliding in the second, are you?
There's an outside chance that my reflexes will prevent me from stopping a slide, like just running the bases.
Really?
Sliding is sliding. Yeah, that I can't
Who's
really
playing second
predict
base?
That.
Second base is, it was Lindsay. Now it's that tall kid.
The likelihood that I slide in third is much higher than the likelihood that I slide in second.
Oh, dude, I'm on third, man.
All right. Well, you know.
Bruh, come
Look
on
alive.
Now.
Yeah, I do not have a slide in me.
Yeah. I just can't stop the slide. I mean, it's not that I'm going to be running so hard. It's just my instincts. If I see the ball coming,
I'll stop you.
I'm going to slide. Okay. No, but what I was saying is that, like, I'm laser focused on this for one main reason.
Yes.
I was talking to the consigliere Julian earlier.
Okay.
And we went to the cages 2 days ago now. Or was it 2 days ago? Yeah. We went with Beto Duran. And he was like, bruh, I am. Feeling it.
Really?
And just in terms of like taking the swings. And so everybody's like, oh, I'm not going to get hurt. We're going to stretch it out. It's not about what happens Friday.
Right.
It's not even about what happens Saturday. It's, Mason, you calling out of work on Monday. You know what I mean? Because of a non.
I don't think it's going to be that bad.
Yeah, you never
right.
know. If you're
He's
going,
right.
Because you're not going full tilt necessarily. But if you're going full tilt for one night with zero prep, you're not going to be looking good if you're on the other end of 35.
Well, I think a lot of us are not going to be looking good. And a lot of us are
after the game. Yeah, I mean after the game, the next couple days.
Not during.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just going to lope around the outfield a little bit, grab a ball, toss it in.
Then you'll be fine. But, you know, sometimes the competitive juices kick in. You know how that is. Guys start playing. They're like, oh, no, I got to turn it up a little bit. Next thing you know, it's not even about the injury on the field. On Sunday, you're on the couch, and you're like, I can't move.
Now, do you know we've got a – there's a prop bet out that in the first inning, Clapper will strike out followed by me striking out. What are the odds of that?
Very high.
You think high?
Extremely high. Clapper, I've never seen swing anything.
I don't. Well, no.
Do we have any scouting reports on?
Do we have a scouting report on Clapper?
I do not have the Clapper scouting report.
How are you? Exactly. Clapper, you know what? Clapper strikes me as the kind of guy that knows how to work a walk, though. You know what I'm saying? He's not swinging unless it's his pitch.
Yeah, I agree.
We do have an ump, right? Strikes and balls.
We do have an umpire.
My understanding is we do, after I clamored for
this. Okay, all
right. Because umps are necessary.
Yeah, at one point we were going to do this without an umpire, which would be really weird.
Thank you. Everybody looked at me like I was crazy.
Calling balls and strikes. You've got to call balls and strikes.
I'm like, hello, it's a softball game. We need an umpire.
I was hoping it was going to be somebody like Leslie Nielsen in Naked Gun, where he was just calling things down.
Exactly.
I mean, that was what Key would do, right? He would just be like, ball.
Probably.
So I have not been to the batting cage. I did
yet
play. I played some pepper.
You mentioned that.
Yeah,
so
played some
doing?
Pepper.
Bunting. You're just getting a little contact going.
Yeah, just get a little contact. All just right. You know, hit the ball, see ball, hit ball, see ball.
I don't
ball.
Want anybody getting hurt.
No,
that's
me
not
either.
Cool.
Me either.
That's
I'm
never cool.
Just
you
don't slide.
Most
the third.
Likely to be injured in the game.
Don't start none. Won't be none.
I could be up there on that list.
Nah.
You know what I mean? But I don't think so. Beto's high on the list too.
You think Beto could get hurt?
Because Beto. But here's the deal. Beto is arguably the, I don't want to say the best athlete on your team, but maybe the best baseball player on your team.
But why would he get hurt then?
Because he's going for balls that other people can't get.
He's diving.
Not necessarily diving, but ranging in the outfield, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It happens.
I think.
He's good enough to try, therefore, my point.
Yeah. All right, let's do the Super Stager. And here we go. We should hear Love Boat about now.
Love Boat. Oh, the extendo clip on that one, Cap. We got the extra.
Yeah.
Bonus.
Yeah, the Love Boat.
So, Cap, did you hear the prop bet for tomorrow night? It's the over-under on how many times you're going to sing Love Boat. It's 20 is the over-under number. I'm going to go with the over. What do you think of that bet?
Oh, now that I know that you've got the over, now I may only get to 19.
Wow.
Can you even keep count? Because, like, it's one of those deals where it's like, I don't know. It's contagious.
It is,
you know,
contagious.
Once one
yeah.
person says it, then it starts firing off, and then every time you walk by somebody, they say it. I don't know if you're going to be able to keep count, Cap.
Yeah. Hey, DeMarco, have you tried it?
I'll take the over. No.
have you tried it though, DeMarco? It's fun. Like, what you do is
love boat.
Because what you do is you just the song. It is infectious.
Yeah.
The Love Boat.
Who's the guy that wrote it? I just saw him on TV. The little guy from Smokey and the Bandit.
The little guy from Smokey and the Bandit?
Yeah, Big Enos and Little Enos. The little guy.
Little Enos
wrote that song.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah,
no. I just saw the documentary for Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, another documentary.
Yeah, he said the two things that he's known for is being in that movie and writing the song from The Love Boat. He wrote that song.
It's not for his name being Little Enos, because that's a pretty big one. Right.
Soon we'll be making another run.
Cappy, you know that there were two versions of the Love Boat. Were you aware of that?
No, I don't think I was.
That is the Jack Jones version of the Love Boat.
Okay.
Jack Jones was my first. Okay, so this is weird. So
your
I
first
moved
what?
Moved to L.A. No, Jack.
I know where this is going.
No, you don't.
No,
you
okay,
don't.
All right,
so my very first trip to L.A., I go to a restaurant in Sherman Oaks. The waitress introduces herself, and somehow it comes up that she's Jack Jones's daughter. And I'm like, Love Boat.
Love Boat.
Love Boat.
Love Boat.
But then there was a version of the Love Boat theme by Dionne Warwick. I'm almost positive there's a Dionne Warwick version of the Love Boat theme.
Same song, same lyrics.
They just freshened it up at some point, like they did with One Shining Moment. It started out as Luther Vandross, and I think they.
Well, people revolted in the streets though when they went away from Luther.
When they removed,
I mean,
Luther
how do you
Vandross?
Remove Luther from anything?
Exactly,
that's ridiculous.
Cappy, you confident about tomorrow?
Well, I have a few questions, if I may.
Oh
Mace,
boy,
Mace, are you yet again adding pieces to your roster in an unsanctioned way? What's going on today? I mean, I'm getting nothing, but everybody's blowing me up on Twitter telling me that you're adding now even more pieces to the pie.
One piece.
After adding the first two pieces.
Right.
This
right.
is a total of three
well,
new pieces.
Lindsay is on the injured list. I had to
sure.
replace her.
Sure.
Okay, Lindsay's on the IL.
Momo
we'll
cannot
that.
Hit because okay. of her medical condition.
Right. And just to be clear, you've replaced Lindsay Baseball, who hasn't played baseball or softball in 10 years, with a kid who's fresh out of high school who had a really, really solid high school baseball career.
Didn't know that. I was just describing people.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt on that. He literally learned after selecting him about Brady.
I randomly just
career.
Like I know the interns, Brady, Quinn, Amada, and Parker.
Sure. Brady Quinn is an intern at our station.
No, the Brady people. And Quinn are two
oh,
different people.
Not the quarterback. Okay.
No, not Brady Quinn.
He works at Fox.
So yeah, so I just shouted out the name of an intern. And today Ron Mitchell, who's one of our sales guys, came to me and said, you know, I could relieve Ramona if Ramona can't pitch the whole game. So Ron is going to be my backup pitcher if Ramona cannot pitch the whole game.
What kind of credentials does Ron have or not have?
Yeah,
because
who is Ron?
He did play softball at some point.
What does that mean?
It means he played in a softball league.
Okay.
Like he played in a league. He played a game.
Adult softball league, yeah. Okay. So he's my reliever if I have to go to a reliever tomorrow night.
All right. So
I don't think anything I'm doing it all above board. It's all happening
on
the air.
But I think the thing is that you've got specialty position. I mean, you've got what, lefty specialist coming out of the pen, like,
and a guy
is
who,
he going to play if he doesn't pitch?
No.
Okay, because he describes himself, as I heard earlier, as an all-star caliber softball pitcher. So this is not just adding some guy who can, you know, throw BP. This is a guy who actually has legitimate credentials.
Just an arm. Just an arm.
So here's what, DeMarco, listen
just
to what's
arm. Long
here.
Reliever.
Arm barn.
Yeah.
DeMarco, your team, and I know you're not going to feel good about this, DeMarco. Your team has added two new players and has now added a relief pitcher who has serious credentials. It is very obvious that your captain, Steve Mason, who was not feeling confident, everybody was going against him, everybody said the teams were stacked against him, Mason is making moves, trying to show Rob Pelinka how to get aggressive. Mason is making moves because he really wants to win this game.
Yes, well, I do.
Why would I not like this? I don't think he's gone far enough.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, but Cappy, you've got to admit, the original lineups were stacked against me.
I don't see where that is.
Oh, God, Cappy.
Where are we? Listen, Beto and Clinton, they
cancel
they
each
negate
other
each other, right?
Yeah. Okay, sure. So those two cancel each other out.
Okay, DeMarco and Kirk Morrison cancel each other
okay,
out.
Okay, cancel each other out. I'll agree on that.
Okay, who else you want
to
look at here?
Let's like, get to all of
okay, like the new 6'6 guy that you got. That guy cancels out Alan Sliwa.
Can I just say the new 6'6 guy, his name is Matt.
So you haven't heard the latest on him, Scott.
No.
Is that
no,
the interlocked fingers guy?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
He picked up a bat. And then he
how is
interlocked
that possible?
Okay, so Mason
fingers.
Is currently holding a bat, the bat that I taped in our social video the other day at the cage, but
nice
he's holding
lapse.
It like a golf club.
Yes.
Meaning his pinky and his index
wrapped
finger
around,
are wrapped around each other.
And okay. This is you the that swing one. That he was demonstrating. So I don't think I got a ringer in Matt. Matt could be great, could be a big loaf.
Yeah,
I'm
but,
not sure
but
which.
DeMarco, you understand that this kid is 6'6", dude? He was a tight end at Arizona.
Yeah, he's a big. I walked in.
He's
with
gigantic,
him, big tall kid. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So if you're athletic enough to be on the football team at Arizona, and in uniform on game day, and you're 6'6", and you're playing against a bunch of like old washed up dudes like us, I mean,
if he gets a hold of one, it's going. But I mean, there's no guarantee. I've seen some football players look
it's
bad
going
playing
where?
Softball
into the bunker.
If he gets a hold of it with that hip twist, it's going. But like I'm saying. I've seen some football players look bad playing softball.
Yeah, it's not easy. Cap, to be fair, you're acting like the guy's Rob Gronkowski. Just because he played tight end at Arizona doesn't mean he's going to come out here and start hitting laser beams all over the place.
But he is an athlete, is what he's saying.
Yes.
That's all I'm trying
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's got athletic credentials. I question his swing.
Fair.
But I would argue that a relief pitcher has to come from a position player. It can't come from off the bench. Unless, by the way, you will grant us the opportunity to also employ a relief pitcher that you don't know who that is right now.
This guy just walked through. He did his little half swing
there
again.
It is. See?
We
There's,
don't like it.
There's Matt.
I think,
he's an
but I think he's I think
swinging
he's,
for the fences.
Why isn't he coming in here, by the way?
Yeah, Matt,
get
come
in
on
here.
In. Come on
scared,
in.
Get stay in scared,
here.
Dude.
Cappy, you can take a free agent if you want. I don't care.
Clinton, do you have anybody in mind that should be a relief pitcher for us?
Pitcher, I don't know, but the Gonsigliere will be available as a left-handed bat. Just so you know, he bats left. Julian does.
Okay, so we might need to add a left-handed bat in our lineup.
If we need a left-handed bat for whatever reason, he's there. Okay, so hold on. This guy's coming into the
studio
right now.
Okay, here comes Matt.
Get him in here.
His name is Matt Burke. He is our manager of something.
Celebrity Matt most looks like
yeah.
is a bigger Paul Rudd. Like, if he was, like, a big dude.
If Paul Rudd was a big dude.
Okay, fair. I see.
He looks
like
that we're a little dude.
A little Ant-Man in there.
Welcome to the radio, Matt.
Thank you, yeah.
Let's talk into the microphone.
So, Matt, they're concerned because they think I've hired a ringer. Now, are you a ringer in this softball game?
Absolutely not, but we did have to even out the teams, I'd say. But I think I'm going to get contact with something, right? You're telling me I'm going to hit it out of the park?
Yeah.
When's the last time you either picked up a glove and threw a baseball or softball or swung a bat, like in any sort of not even competitive situation, just at all?
Had it been about 5-6 years ago, really. Charity softball event, though.
There you go.
How old is Matt?
Show me this interlocking
stuff.
Yeah,
show us the interlocking finger grip on the... Now he's not interlocking anymore.
Okay, he knows how to do it.
He bats right.
Okay.
It's not a golf swing.
No, okay.
Yeah, okay, got it. So he
Clinton, can you ask Matt? Like,
he's good. He's good at the slow motion home run swing.
I got you, Cap.
Okay, because I assume he's not wearing headphones. But I want to know when he played at Arizona, how long ago it was, and what kind of career he had.
Could you please lay out your Arizona football career?
It was Purdue University.
And then
University of San Diego. Okay. Yeah, played there 2013 to 16.
What was the highest amount of receptions you had in a year?
Zero.
Oh, zero.
Okay.
You were more of a blocking end?
No, it was more of a receiving tight end. I just, you know, definitely politics there, I'd say.
Oh, wait a minute. So you were a receiving tight end, but you never actually had a catch?
No,
that
we
probably
weren't
means
too good
didn't
back
play
then.
Much. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, wow. You know, trying to go somewhere where I want to play.
How old are you right now?
Just turned 27.
27.
Oh, okay, so that's an asset. That's a definite.
Yeah, we got some youth. I wanted some youth for this team. Did we see a picture of him in an Arizona uniform though?
No, I think you just misidentified that one.
Oh, really?
I think that was yeah.
Yeah, he did not go to Arizona.
Cage went to Arizona State. Okay.
Yeah.
What's your 40 time? What was your 40 time?
It was a 4.8 flat.
Wow, that's okay. Pretty.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm gonna stretch tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. See, I thought you were going to be a base running liability. Maybe you had gotten out of shape, you know what I'm saying, in your later years and sort of maybe couldn't really move around. But that doesn't.
You know what? I also thought that this guy was something you know really out of the. You know, out of this world, but now that I realize that I was wrong, it wasn't Arizona, and it was Purdue, and then University of San Diego, and that he never had any receptions in his career, now I'm not too worried about this guy.
Now that he knows how your career path is going.
Wow.
Absolutely. I'm looking to redeem myself tomorrow, hopefully.
All right.
Okay. Very well.
Matt, looking forward to it, man.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, bro.
All right,
appreciate
there's,
it.
There's Matt Burke.
Did we hit a fly ball to that guy?
He's wearing driving loafers with no
What
socks.
Is your title again?
The ankles are out, and I like that
Marketing
look.
Consultant.
Marketing consultant. MC.
He's an MC.
An MC. All right, thanks, Matt.
Appreciate that guy gets a fly ball hit his way, he won't be able to catch it.
Pretty much.
I have a theory about tight ends.
So, what's that
theory about tight ends? Does anyone ever go out for tight end, or do you just wind up there?
I mean, Gronkowski is the example here, right?
Did he go out for tight end, or just wind up there?
I'm guessing, I mean, he played wide out in high school.
See, that's what I mean.
But,
you eat yourself into tight end, or...
Do you,
you
think he
catch
went to Arizona thinking he was going to be a wideout, though?
He might have. You wind up there. You don't go out for tight end.
That's true. He's also the best ever, so
yeah.
True.
Not all right, Cappy, any notes on the show today?
Oh, no, Steve. Today I did not take notes on the show. Excuse me. Pardon me.
Well, let me ask you a question then that we dealt with earlier.
Yeah.
Everybody can answer this now. There is a research study that says people are leaving their current professions and doing something else and becoming much happier. So here's the idea, okay? Accept the premise. You walk out the building today, you can no longer be television's Clinton Yates.
Okay.
You can no longer be broadcasting. You can't be doing anything
President
in this
of the instant man
business.
Community is kind of out of business.
Out of business.
Right.
So if you walk out the door and you can't do this, what do you do?
I think I would fix cars.
Fix cars.
I don't really know a lot about cars, but I like the process.
So you'd be a mechanic.
I try to learn how to be a mechanic. Yeah. Honestly,
I like that. That's cool. Nobody's given that answer.
Yeah.
Straight up, what
Good
I would
one.
Do.
All right, Cappy. What about you?
I think I see myself moving to the Florida Keys with a pair of flip-flops and a pair of cut-off jean shorts, and I either work on a fishing boat or I work like bartending in the evening hours. I see myself simplifying my life, like taking it down from a 10 to a 1.5.
Yeah.
Wow. Beach bum, basically.
I like that. Yeah, nice. I like
That's
that. Strong. You just kick around the beach.
That's strong.
Yeah. Perfect.
I mean, I would just try and be a guy that works like on a fishing boat, that I'm out on the ocean every day. and I'm out around fishing, and if I have to bait people's hooks, even though I don't really like getting my hands disgusting and dirty with fish stuff, you know?
I was going to say, fishing boat is kind of, that's kind of a manually intensive labor job. Like, you know,
yeah, did you watch Coda? It looks like a hell of a tough job.
You're not just sitting on the boat.
Maybe I'll drive the boat. Maybe I'll become a captain.
Boat driver.
Yeah.
Boat driver.
Pappy's going to be a boat driver. Yeah, how appropriate is that? On a boat. So have you ever been to Key West?
Yeah.
No.
Key West is fantastic. Have you been there, DeMarco?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's so cool.
Yeah. Summer in the Keys? Is that part
of
it?
Oh, yeah. It is such a cool place. And all the Hemingway stuff is there. And
that is
Papa's,
cool.
The bar is there and all that stuff. It's
but, Mace, it's just a great place to walk around being stoned all day long. You know what I'm saying? Can you feel me on that?
Oh, believe me, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Believe me, I do.
What's the last documentary you watched?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
You Did you see Battle of the Crackers? That's the one
the
that...
Cracker War.
Cracker War is the one that Clinton just watched.
These guys got on me because in Game of Games, there was a question about Nabisco. Or not even about Nabisco. It was about Necco wafers. And I let them know that
the
invention of Nabisco was like a kind of, you know, controversial story in American history.
You
like,
couldn't wait
a lot
to
of
tell
people
us.
Did a lot of people wrong in order for the National Biscuit Company to get up and running. Because I knew that because I watched a documentary about it. And so then May started making fun of me and saying he's watched documentaries about every other topic that came up. What's the last one that you actually watched, Scott?
Yeah, what's the last doc you watched, Cappy?
All right, I just got done watching a 4-part docuseries, which actually really, really screwed me up on Tuesday of this week because I finished it on Tuesday morning.
Yep.
It was called Keep Sweet. Pray and Obey.
What is it?
Utah, right?
Yeah. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I did see it.
What is it?
Oh, my God. I've heard of this.
It's about this polygamist.
Warren Jess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't Lindsay talking about this?
Oh, my God.
And it's like this old guy has like 75 wives. Then he dies and he hands off to his protege who becomes like the next prophet of their church.
His son.
Yeah, was that the deal? It was his son? And he winds up marrying all these women. But he starts getting nuts, this guy. And now he's, like, marrying, like, underage girls. And before you know it, like, he's on the run from the cops. And he, you know, he builds this crazy-ass compound down in Texas. Like, you guys have never seen anything like this before.
We've seen compounds in Texas.
I mean, David Koresh.
Waco. Was,
not like right, this.
No, but I mean, like, the way it was built was like the Taj Mahal.
Got it.
It was intact.
Yeah, but... I just got done seeing this documentary, I swear to you, for like one full day, I was completely screwed up because of everything that I had seen in this documentary and how people could be so brainwashed that if you took a group of people and they didn't have TV or radio or music or movies and you just every day just drilled stuff into their heads, they would actually believe it and think that's the way to be.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until people left this church that they went, oh, my God, there's a whole world out here with stuff going on.
Well, that sounds light and fun.
What is the
Well, it wasn't. It was not.
What's
it
the
was,
timeline?
I said it screwed me up.
What's the timeline on this story? Like, what years was this happening?
This was like 20 years ago.
Okay. Yeah.
He's in like, jail. The guy's in jail now.
He's been in jail for how? Like, this ended in the 80s or this ended
in No.
He's
this
been
ended
in jail for like, what, 5 years, 10 years?
Yeah, this all happened. This is so recent.
Recent.
Okay.
That at one point when they raided the compound, they went on a PR war versus the cops in Texas, and like Oprah Winfrey was walking around in their complex, and they had him in New York at the Today Show.
I don't remember this.
And they neither did I, Clinton.
Oh.
It was. Let me just say this to you: don't watch this if you have to do other stuff, because it will screw you up for about 24 hours. Because it's just so bizarre that you'll not be able to stop thinking about it for a while. So you got to be able to digest it. So give yourself, like, be done on Saturday so you can clear it out of your system on Sunday.
Yeah, hard pass. All right. I think we're done.
Yeah. That was a good one.
By the way, the documentary that I've watched the most times is that Elizabeth Holmes documentary that HBO did about Theranos. Oh, my God. It's so crazy.
Okay,
she is out of her mind. Out of her mind. I know she's been convicted of stuff now.
Sure.
Is that
fraud and all that. But
the Dropout?
Well, that was the live action show with Amanda Seyfried playing.
Oh, okay.
But there's a documentary about Elizabeth Holmes that is just killer. Just killer.
Good to know.
All right. Hey, tomorrow.
Big day.
Big day. We are live at the West Covina Sportsplex. Everybody is invited. By the way, I threw this out there. I'll throw it out again. If you come up with the best anti-Chris Morales sign, down with Morales, stop Morales, Morales the snake, stuff like that.
No curse words.
No curse words.
Thank
but
you.
The best anti-Morales sign, I'm going to give you a $100 Amazon gift card.
Did you see Morales' rebuttal to this, by the way?
No.
On Twitter.
Yeah, you can participate.
On Twitter, by the way, it says, Morales said, by the way, I'll gladly double Venice Mace's proposition and make it a $200 gift card for the best homemade sign pointing out the insanity of Team Mace's captain.
You guys got $100 gift card.
Now it's $200.
$200 for you get $100 and you get $100.
What are you going to do, Mace, before you get off the air? What are you going to do?
What do you mean?
You're gonna up him to $300?
No. He's giving $100 to the best anti-Mace sign. I'm giving $100 to the best anti-Christopher sign.
So there could be a twofer here.
Somebody can win.
People really do win.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's going to win tomorrow. All right, we're back tomorrow at 1 o'clock live from the West Covina Sportsplex. If you missed the Mandy Awards because they sold out, here's a chance for you, free and clear, to come out and hang out with us tomorrow. All the shows live from the West Covina Sportsplex starting at 10 a.m. Wiffle Ball Bash, 7 o'clock is the first pitch for the 7-10 Celebrity Softball Game. Everybody's going to be there. Want to see you out there. Coming up next for you, my favorite afternoon show. Shinano is out, but it is Cappy and the Big CY next, 710 ESPN.